And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start with the Daily Wire, which recently settled a censorship lawsuit against the State Department with a binding consent decree. The deal acknowledges the targeted speech, vaccines, election integrity, abortion, and transgenderism is protected by the First Amendment. The Daily Wire and The Federalist will monitor compliance through 2036 with the authority to take the State Department back before a federal judge if it happens again. And Canada's Senate is preparing to debate Bill C-9, the so-called Combating Hate Act. The bill would criminalize quoting portions of scripture, including passages on homosexuality and gender. It passed the House of Commons 186-137 recently, pushed by liberals, of course, over opposition from conservatives and the Green Party. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedoms is urging Canadians to light up their senators' phones. Well, Republicans in Kansas have recently overrode Governor Laura Kelly's veto on the Pregnancy Center Autonomy and Rights of Expression Act. The override passed 87-35 in the House and 30-9 in the Senate. The law protects pro-life pregnancy centers from government mandates that would force them to promote abortion. House Speaker Dan Hawkins summed it up by saying, "The governor talks about choice until the choice is life." It's funny how that works. Ohio lawmakers are responding after an investigation found a child welfare agency tracking whether parents affirm their children's gender confusion. Parents labeled as rejecting could be flagged for re-education programs and even face child removal by CPS. The act would also bar state agencies from treating a parent's refusal to use preferred pronouns as abuse or neglect. One journalist testified agency officials communicated with Biden administration contacts about scaling the program nationally. Yeah, and Costco is also in the news, saying they will offer IVF drugs at 80% off through a new partnership following President Trump's push to expand access to fertility treatments. But the pro-life concern isn't in small print. It is a core reality of IVF. It's estimated that 93% of embryos created through IVF are eventually destroyed. Lower prices means more embryos created and more lives discarded as medical waste. And the mayor of Boise, Idaho, Lauren McLean, held a solemn ceremony retiring the LGBT flag from City Hall after Idaho's governor signed a law banning non-approved flags from municipal buildings. McLean insisted the flag was not political or religious or even ideological. Then she folded it like a military funeral flag while attendees sang hymns. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.